You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. In the course of his over a quarter of a century pontificate, Blessed John Paul II, to be canonized by Pope Francis on Sunday, 27th of April, spoke many times about the central mystery of salvation. Being a good linguist, he often did so in English. On one occasion, he spoke of the resurrection of Christ. Stay tuned and get ready to listen to his voice once again.
Christ's Passover, from death to risen life, is the central mystery of salvation.
It was April 1993, and his words in English were for the benefit of the English-speaking pilgrims gathered around him from across the world in the Paul VI Audience Hall in the heart of the Vatican, a weekly appointment he dearly loved, during which he always imparted a catechesis. On that occasion, being Eastertide, he naturally spoke of the resurrection of Christ, of that message of the angel to the holy women.
The message of the angel to the holy women at the tomb, that Jesus, whom they were seeking, had risen, has echoed down the centuries from the first Easter morning until our own day.
Echoing down the centuries, then, is that message of Christ's Passover, from death to risen life, the focal point of the liturgical year and the fulcrum of Christian life. A message relayed to us by the evangelizers in their New Testament accounts. One providing us with an authentic witness of what occurred in those days. Shedding light on the historical aspect of what remains a reality of supernatural order.
The proclamation of Christ's death and resurrection is the beginning of all authentic discipleship, as well as the source of the Church's mission to preach the good news of God's plan of salvation to all mankind.
An important characteristic of the appearances of the risen Christ was precisely his entrusting to the apostles of the mission of evangelizing the world. As he told the disciples in the upper room on the evening of the first Easter day, "As the Father has sent me, even so I send you." And they realized that the Paschal mystery committed each of them, Peter in a special way, to building a new era of history, an era that began on Easter morning.
Beloved brothers and sisters, may your faith in the risen Lord increase your joy and peace in this Easter season. May you find renewed enthusiasm to share the good news with all, especially the suffering, the needy, the oppressed. May Mary, the mother of the risen Lord Christ, sustain your hope and strengthen you to serve Christ in your neighbor ever more faithful. Happy Easter.
Alleluia. You've been listening to a scrapbook in sound from our Vatican Radio archives relating to Easter and Blessed John Paul II. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.